What, the smell of kerosene? My wife always complains, he laughed. You never wash it off completely.
No, you don't, she said in awe.
He felt she was walking in a circle about him, turning him end for end, shaking him quietly and emptying his pockets without once moving herself.
Kerosene, he said,
because the silence had lengthened.
There's nothing but perfume to me.
Does it seem like that, really?
Of course, why not?
She gave herself time to think of it. I don't know. She turned to face the sidewalk going toward their homes. Do you mind if I walk back with you? I'm Clarice McClellan.
Clarice, Guy Montag. Come along. What are you doing out so late wandering around? How old are you?
They walked in the warm, cool blowing night on the silvered pavement, and there was the faintest breath of fresh apricots and strawberries in the air, and he looked around and realized this was quite impossible so late in the year. There was only the girl walking with him now, her face bright as snow in the moonlight, and he knew she was working his questions around, seeking the best answers she could possibly give. Well, she said, I'm 17 and I'm crazy. My uncle says the two always go together. When people ask your age, he said, always say 17 and insane. Isn't this a nice time of night to walk? I like to smell things and look at things and sometimes stay up all night walking and watch the sunrise. They walked on again in silence, and finally she said thoughtfully, you know, I'm not afraid of you at all. He was surprised.
Why should you be?
Well, so many people are. Afraid of firemen, I mean. But you're just a man, after all. He saw himself in her eyes, suspended in two shining drops of bright water, himself dark and tiny, in fine detail, the lines about his mouth, everything there, as if her eyes were two miraculous bits of violet amber that might capture and hold him intact. Her face, turned to him now, was fragile milk crystal with a soft and constant light in it. It was not the hysterical light of electricity, but what? But the strangely comfortable and rare and gently flattering light of the candle. One time, as a child, in a power failure, his mother had found and lit a last candle, and there had been a brief hour of rediscovery, of such illumination that space lost its vast dimensions and drew comfortably around them, and they, mother and son, alone, transformed, hoping that the power might not come on again too soon. And then Clarice McClellan said, do you mind if I ask? How long have you worked at being a fireman?
Since I was 20, 10 years ago.
Do you ever read any of the books you burn?
He laughed. That's against the law.
Oh, of course.
It's fine work. Monday burn Millay, Wednesday Whitman, Friday Faulkner. Burn them to ashes, then burn the ashes. That's our official slogan.
They walked still further, and the girl said, is it true that long ago, firemen put fires out instead of going to start them?
No. Houses have always been fireproof. Take my word for it.
Strange. I heard once that a long time ago, houses used to burn by accident, and they needed firemen to stop the flames. He laughed. She glanced quickly over. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. He started to laugh again and stopped.
Why? You laugh when I haven't been funny, and you answer right off. You never stop to think what I've asked you. He stopped walking.
You are an odd one, he said, looking at her. Haven't you any respect?
Oh, I don't mean to be insulting. It's just I love to watch people too much, I guess.
Well, doesn't this mean anything to you?
He tapped the numerals 451 stitched on his char-colored sleeve. Yes, she whispered. She increased her pace. Have you ever watched the jet cars racing on the boulevards down that way?
You're changing the subject.
I sometimes think drivers don't know what grass is or flowers because they never see them slowly, she said. If you showed a driver a green blur, oh yes, he'd say, that's grass. A pink blur, that's a rose garden. White blurs are houses. Brown blurs are cows. My uncle drove slowly on a highway once. He drove 40 miles an hour, and they jailed him for 2 days. Isn't that funny? And sad, too?
You think too many things, said Montag uneasily.
I rarely watch the parlor walls or go to races or fun parks, so I have lots of time for crazy thoughts, I guess. Have you seen the 200-foot-long billboards in the country beyond town? Did you know that once billboards were only 20 feet long? But cars started rushing by so quickly, they had to stretch the advertising out so it would last.
I didn't know that. Montag laughed abruptly.
Bet I know something else you don't. There's dew on the grass in the morning. He suddenly couldn't remember if he had known this or not, and it made him quite irritable. And if you look, she nodded at the sky, there's a man in the moon.
He hadn't looked for a long time.